At least seven Palestinians have been injured in the Israeli army's latest attack across the Gaza Strip. Earlier in the day, Israel's air force targeted the office of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Gaza. Tel Aviv has also deployed additional troops near the Gaza Strip. In response, Palestinian resistance fighters fired 10 rockets into Israel from Gaza. Later, Hamas said it had reached an Egyptian brokered ceasefire with Israel. Hamas sources say Palestinian factions will respect the truce if Israel stops its attacks. The Monday exchange came hours after a number of Israelis were wounded in an attack near Tel Aviv. Israel's prime minister said the regime would respond to the attack forcefully.
Israel will not tolerate this. I will not tolerate this. And as we speak, as I told you, Mr. President, Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression.
Netanyahu was speaking at a joint press conference with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington. Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has denied having involvement in the rocket attack against Israel. The UN chief has expressed grave concern over the situation, urging the two sides to exercise maximum restraint. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us live from Montreal. Thank you very much, Mr. Katz. Well, how much of what happened today in Gaza do you believe is related to Mr. Netanyahu trying to show off as a strong man ahead of the elections in Israel?
I think that if you go back to virtually every election period, Netanyahu will always attempt to provoke a situation in Gaza so that he can send his air force to bomb and kill civilians in Gaza as a show of force for his right wing and extreme right wing electoral base. This, as a matter of fact, in an interview that I did with Press TV about, I think, a month or two ago, I mentioned the fact that there was some concern in Gaza that the same thing would happen again, and indeed it did happen. This was predictable. What I do find interesting is, even if it is not Hamas that that sent the rocket into Israel, I think that what is significant about that response from Gaza is the fact that this rocket landed about 120 kilometers from Gaza, just north of Tel Aviv, and in my opinion, there is a message that is attached to that, the fact being that it would appear that this particular rocket had a longer distance and was more precise than earlier Scud missiles. That must certainly have a psychological impact on Israel's population. As we approach the election on April the 6th, it may just be that the strategy on the part of whoever sent that rocket is to try to invoke some fear within Israel's electoral or Israel's citizens in approaching as the election approaches. I do believe that it may have some impact. The fact of the matter is that Netanyahu right now is in a very, very tight race, and he's in Washington because he believes that being seen with Trump, who's popular with the extreme right in Israel. He's hoping that he can exploit it. But this rocket into northern Israel near Tel Aviv may indeed have a certain impact. It remains to be seen. It also remains to be seen to what degree Netanyahu wants to push his agenda of targeting Gaza for electoral purposes. There is a possibility that it may blow up in his face. At any rate, Donald Trump's declaration of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is basically simply symbolic, it has no more weight than symbolism. Will probably scuttle any possibility of Kushner's so-called peace initiative. It certainly tramples on Article 2 of the UN founding charter, which invokes the sovereignty of nations, and basically it weakens Israel's own position and strengthens, if anything, it strengthens the hand of Hezbollah and Iran as well within Syria. Netanyahu's posturing is basically an attempt also to save his own neck, because it's very clear that Mandelbit, the Attorney General of Israel, is going to indict Netanyahu, and he is desperate to win this election to keep himself out of prison. I hope that Mr. Netanyahu lands in a jail cell where he belongs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us live from Montreal.